This call is being recorded.
So thank you, everybody, for being on the call with me this evening. My name is Donna Roth, for those of you that don't know me. I am the author of Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, which has sold over 5,000 copies. I am so excited. So I know that there is a movement happening. There are people who are searching for answers to their serious degenerative health conditions. And I know that they are now reading my book and they're taking action. I want to share with you some announcements. So first of all, I am presently taking registrations for Taffy Team 33 and 34. So I have two registrations for 34. I have three registrations for 33. So, and 34 is happening later in March. And 33 is happening as soon as we get six people on board. So I'm going to present to you the information on Taffy so that you understand it and you know what it is. Taffy was born in January of 2013. And I am the founder. That's what I am. The founder of Taffy, which stands for Taking Action for Your Health. So presently, I am leading Team 32, registering for Team 33 and Team 34. And we also have present Michael, who is also a Taffy leader, and he will be leading a new team. He's from Vancouver. He'll be leading a new team here shortly at the end of January. And I know some people that have registered for his Taffy team are on the call this evening. Congratulations, Michael. And I just got a call from Pearl. I don't know if she's on the call, but she is leading a team also in Vancouver. I don't know how many teams she has led. And so she is presently, she's got her team organized to start for Thursday. I'm excited. And Dr. Kathy Dean, who is just from the, just, you know, in my neighboring town here. And she's leading a team of doctors of natural medicine as this course, Taffy, has now been accepted officially and recognized as a course by the Canadian College of Humanitarian Medicine. Isn't this
good.
Cool?
That's wonderful.
Thank you. I know. Whoopee. And so I'm just going to read to you about a little bit about Taffy so that people listening to this recording can know what it is. Taffy, Taking Action for Your Health, is a structured, result-oriented, 15-minute daily teleconference call with an expert Taffy grad or leader. It is a unique program where you work with a team of 4 to 6 people following a committed health protocol. Taffy is coupled with meticulous quality control therapeutic nutritional products. We use specifically Nature Sunshine products, the product line of my choice. Presently, there are about 38 Taffy lessons, and each day they are emailed to you to educate you about the sources of inflammation. This is a key to your health. How to address inflammation. How to use foods, superfoods, supplements, and herbal combinations to prevent and overcome health challenges, whatever they may be. Taffy teaches you how to become responsible for the health of your own body and educates you on how to empower family, friends, and clients, if you happen to do it as a business, in a perpetual healthy lifestyle. We never quit Taffy once we do it. The intention for Taffy is to improve health dramatically and to be empowered to do so, to set the stage for your health for the rest of your life, and to help others to do the same. Taffy has numerous success stories, and I just want to share a few with you. We have so many, and it is so exciting. So here are just some of the few that I'm going to share with you. Frank's prostate cancer is gone. Donna weaned off all asthma, blood pressure, and cholesterol medications. Susan's eczema is gone. Baljeet's insulin dropped from 63 units to 12 units per day. This is after 2 months of doing Taffy. Fran helped her husband, and his transurethral bypass surgery for prostate was canceled. Daniel reduced his arthritic inflammation, lost 20 pounds, and his PSA dropped from 68 to 2.7. Melissa's little girl no longer has autistic symptoms, and she's presently in a public school.
Wow.
And a little boy with ADD, ADHD no longer has violent outbursts. Very cool.
Really?
And Shirley's vertigo is gone after passing parasites. Scott lost 30 pounds and passed 80 dissolved gallstones. Tina lost 40 pounds and she's a taffy leader. Peter's bladder cancer is no longer detectable. Amarjeet is off her asthma medications and her energy is back. Patty's multiple sclerosis symptoms have reduced by 80% and his hearing was returned. Baljeet's mother, her breast cancer is gone. Michael, who's present with us, the cancerous spot on the kidneys and prostate is not detectable. Shauna, breast cancer is gone for over 5 years. Barb is off all painkillers and the pain in her legs gone. Bill is off all blood pressure medications, off Lipitor, and his speech and memory improved dramatically. I wanted to share that with you. So I am creating this movement, and it would be awesome if you registered for Taffy and decided to do this course.
Okay, we'll leave you one holla. We'll have
okay, so I have some background noise happening here. So if you could be so kind to press mute button on your keypad, I'd appreciate it because I can hear the background noise, and it does interfere. So I appreciate that, and thank you for doing this. Thank you. So I just want to address one kind of problem that we have in Taffy. There are all kinds of people from all walks of life that move into Taffy and they decide to take Taffy. They get great results with Taffy. They overcome cancers and diabetes and heart disease. And then time goes and they stop taking their program. They stop their superfoods. They stop their supplements. Why would anyone stop taking that therapeutic nutrition that gave them their health back? So my answer to this question is this. They are still following the medical model. In other words, your cancer is gone and you no longer need to take chemotherapy or radiation. It is critical when we do this nutritional program to change that mindset. You never stop eating food, and you must never stop taking therapeutic food, therapeutic nutrition, which means the ultimate high-power fuel that your body needs to overcome serious no-hope diagnosed diseases. I want you to know I have done the so-called therapeutic nutrition. I have never been diagnosed with cancer. I've done it for over 30 years. I don't plan to quit. That therapeutic nutrition, those superfoods that I purchase from Nature Sunshine products, which I absolutely love the best, that's why we get results, it's part of my grocery bill. So in my presentation, I request that you keep an openness in the back of your mind. This is a totally different way of thinking. So let's not think a cure for cancer, which implies a magic bullet. That magic bullet does not exist. But let's think food as healing a diagnosis that you presently may have, such as cancer. Remember what Hippocrates said many years ago, food is your best medicine. We know that, but we just don't know how to make that food therapeutic. Here is one of the keys. When you take enough high-dense nutritional foods and you take them long enough, then that food becomes therapeutic in your body, and it just heals your body automatically for you. I want to now move into cancer. What is it so that we can define it? Unless we understand what cancer is, and
what?
Cancer, diabetes, heart disease, multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, and many of those other disease conditions have the same common thread. I just happened to use that one word, cancer, in my presentation. So let's define cancer. Let's find out what it really is. How can we ever overcome it if we don't know what it is? Okay, so I'm getting some background noise from someone, and I'm not just picking up where it is, where it's coming from.
Thank you for the
voice.
Thank you for everything, too.
Okay,
I think somebody has their phone.
Yeah, if you would be so kind to please mute, okay, so that we're not getting that background noise. I really would appreciate it.
I think you're on speaker. That's why it's happening.
All right, so, okay, if I can find where it's coming from, let me just see. Okay, then I could possibly mute it out at my end. Okay, maybe that's it. All right, let's define cancer. Cancer is an out-of-control mutated cell replication that happens when there is an injury. And the repair of that injury is not made due to a nutritional and oxygen deficiency. And the cell walls in that toxic injured area of inflammation become mutated by a fungal infection.
Thank you.
Okay, all right, let me just see, huh? I'm still trying to find out where that background noise is coming from. I really apologize.
Hey, Donna, Michael here.
Yes, go ahead, Michael.
When you hear the words, or anybody hear the words that they've last said, maybe you can say it's whoever said blah, blah, blah. And then they will know who it is because they're not understanding what you're trying to get them to do.
Okay, because I'm hearing background noise, and maybe they're not even aware of it, okay?
Right, and they might hear you say something that they just said, and then they will know.
Okay, thank you for that, Michael. We'll see what happens. Okay, let's start again. Let's take the definition of cancer apart. Number one, cancer starts from an injury. How do I know that? In cancer, there is continuous cell replication. One thing we need to know is that cells in our body don't just randomly replicate. They replicate for a reason. Cells don't just divide at their own free will. They divide to repair an injury. Number two, for cancer to occur, there is a nutritional deficiency. How do I know that? Well, those poor stem cells keep replicating mutated cells because, in fact, they are looking for those good required nutrients. They cannot replicate healthy cells for you unless you feed them the required super dense nutrients that they are looking for. And please don't tell me that you can just get all that nutrition that you need from the foods you are buying from a grocery store. If that were true, you wouldn't have cancer or heart disease or diabetes. One thing we need to know is we are totally nutrient deficient. Number three, for cancer to occur, there is an oxygen deficiency. Without oxygen, oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells absolutely cannot take place. So something is stopping the oxygen from reaching the injured area. What is it? Number four, it's toxicity in that injured area. We call it inflammation. The lymphatic system is so congested in that injured area, it can no longer clean out the toxic debris that's causing the inflammation. Number five, that toxic debris has now accumulated to the point that the oxygen levels have dropped to below 35% and a fungal infection takes over. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of skin cells, the end result is cancer. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of nerve cells, the end result is Parkinson's disease. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of spinal cells, the end result is multiple sclerosis. When the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line of reproductive cells, the end result is infertility. I hope you've got this picture. Now let's talk about some of these things in a little more detail. Number one, let's talk about injury. You know, the fact that cancer starts from an injury was taught in medical universities way back in 1903. Because Dr. Ziegler, who wrote the medical textbook of general pathology, said this, quote, "The causes of the tumor formation may be a single injury, a blow, crushing, fracture, etc., as well as repeated mechanical irritation such as rubbing, scratches, etc., end of quote. But let's now go beyond physical injuries such as falls and accidents and irritations and so on. A physical injury can be an exploratory surgery. An infected organ internally can rupture, causing an injury. A kidney stone can injure the urethra. In Taffy, we learn how to do the one-day kidney flush to clean that out. A gallstone can injure the bile duct. In Taffy, we learn how to do the gallbladder flush to dissolve them and clean that out. Mammograms cause injuries. I've never had one, and I'd never plan to get one. Biopsies cause injuries. Radiation burns cause injuries. Sunburns cause injuries. Chemotherapy causes chemical injuries. Root canal procedures cause injuries. Many drugs cause gut permeability, leaky gut, an injury to the stomach and intestinal walls. Our present-day grains, 2017, have anti-nutrients in them called lectins that cause leaky gut and get into the bloodstream. Our present-day grains have an anti-nutrients in them called phytates that are scientifically known to deplete vitamin D3 and many minerals. Toxic debris can invite viruses internally, and that could lead to an injury, such as human papillomavirus, which leads to an injury of the cervix. Toxic debris can also invite infections, such as debris accumulated in the liver can cause hepatitis infection, leading to an injury. Injuries can come from nutritional deficiencies. My book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury, outlines a scientific agricultural study that was done in 1941 where agricultural scientists analyzed the different nutrient values of different foods in 1941. They repeated this type of analysis on foods that were grown in the soils of 1991. What they discovered was absolutely alarming. Get this one. Broccoli had 75% less calcium. All fruits had 27% less zinc. Spinach had 60% less iron. All meats had 54% less iron. All foods were sorely depleted in all kinds of nutrients. And it's even worse in 2017. even in 1860s, Antoine Bishop, who studied alongside Pasteur, everybody bought into Pasteur and the germ theory. Remember, it's a theory and it's not truth. Antoine Bishop said this, that a deficiency of even one mineral element allows morbid waste matter to accumulate. I want us to visualize the importance of those mineral elements. We all know Dr. Linus Pauling, 1970s, father of vitamin C. You know what he said? He said this, you can trace every diseased ailment to a mineral deficiency. Mineral deficiencies cause injuries to vulnerable, weak organs in your body. A lack of omega-3 will reduce the amount of oxygen getting into your cells and can thereby cause injury to the cell walls. There was a study done with a certain breed of cats that were induced with cancer. They were fed high amounts of omega-3 oils and iron. The oxidation process was so rapid that the cancer cells were actually exploding and those cancerous tumors simply shrank to nothing. Drinking alkaline water or ingesting baking soda causes an injury. Your stomach secretes hydrochloric acid for the purpose of digesting meats and proteins and converting them into their amino acid components. If you introduce these high alkaline products to your stomach, you are neutralizing the hydrochloric acid in the stomach with the consequence of inadequate amino acids. If there's not enough amino acids, there will be an injury happening in some poor, weak, vulnerable organ in your body. Dr. Halda Clark wrote a book, Cure for All Cancers. She showed documented evidence there was a parasite in every cancer case. Well, think about this. If there is an accumulation of toxic debris somewhere internally in one of your organs of the body, that toxic debris invites parasites. Think of the prostate, for instance, a vulnerable area for candida accumulation. And bingo, there's those parasites having a party in the parasites, in the prostate area. And bingo, that parasite can injure the membrane of the prostate, just like a worm eats through a leaf of a plant, causing an injury. Dr. Versandol, Simoncini, and Lustig stated that the cancer injury was caused by candida yeast in the body. Candida is a yeast infection that is fed by sugar, starches, grains, legumes, antibiotics, various drugs. That candida will grow a tendril structure, or a root structure, that actually pokes holes in the gut membrane, causing leaky gut. It then escapes into the bloodstream, where it makes the gut or the blood sticky and heavy, thereby interfering with the flow of oxygen and nutrients to the various tissues and organs of our body. Candida is scientifically known to produce xenoestrogens. Xenoestrogens feed cancer. So in a laboratory setting, cancer in lower animals is induced by estrogens. What do these xenoestrogens do to your body? They are known to destroy the function of your thyroid. The thyroid's function is to help with metabolism. And that impedes with metabolism. The thyroid is also responsible for iodine sources for the purpose of radiation, toxic radiation absorption. The xenoestrogens also scramble up all the hormones. They're the misery behind PMS, menopause, infertility, obesity, and so on. If that's not bad enough, these false xenoestrogens from candida also weaken collagen production of the membranes and weaken inner inherent weak membranes and tissues. Using antibiotics will cause an injury. Antibiotics are also known to cause leaky gut syndrome and escape into the bloodstream as toxic unwanted debris. Antibiotics are drugs that cause the problem of dysbiosis, which is a condition which tends to kill or suppress the natural, good intestinal bacteria. And if that happens, then yeast, parasites, and fungus start to take over. Low body temperature can cause an injury. Nobody ever talks to you about low body temperature, but we learn it in taffy. Think about it. In low body temperature, blood circulation slows down, and oxygen cannot reach those vulnerable organs. Therefore, lowered oxygen levels leads to microbial invasion. The toxic debris is not moving out fast enough through the elimination channels. And that leads to Lyme's disease, cancer, fibromyalgia, diabetes, heart attacks, depression, and all kinds of things. Whoever teaches you that cancer cannot live in a body temperature of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit or 37 degrees centigrade. Dr. Bernice Eddy, she was a scientist in the 1950s. She was researching vaccinations. So she injected hamsters with a kidney mixture on which vaccines were cultured. Guess what happened to these hamsters? They all got various kinds of cancers and tumors. She reported her findings to her colleagues and warned them if they were to institute the vaccination program into our society, we would have an epidemic of cancer within 20 years. I want you to get that word or that number, 20 years. That's how long the debris and the heavy metals from vaccinations stays in your body, unless you take it on and clean it out. Dr. Bernice Eddy was fired. We have an epidemic of cancer, ADD, ADHD, and so on. I want to talk about sugar. Think about sugar. If it can rob enough minerals and calcium from your teeth to cause a hole in the tooth that we call cavity, what do you think it's doing to your organs internally? So way back in 1926, Dr. Fibiger was watching rats in a sugar warehouse. All kinds of them were getting cancer. So he decided to repeat this observation in a laboratory setting, and he discovered the relationship of sugar in cancer. Sugar feeds cancer. He received a Nobel Prize for his findings in 1926. Dr. Otto Warburg, 1931, also proved that fermentation of sugar is a contributing factor to cancer when the oxygen levels drop to below 35%. Why are we ignoring these amazing Nobel Prize winning studies? Injury can also come from toxic heavy metals and chemicals. So we can find heavy metals in mercury fillings in our teeth. All vaccinations have mercury and aluminum heavy metals. So these toxic heavy metals get into the bloodstream and make the blood sticky and heavy. This all leads to inflammation, which impedes blood circulation. Then we have Dr. Hamer. He stated that injuries come from strong emotions. He said those strong negative emotions like anger, unforgiveness, depression, hatred, they cause an overload of toxic acids. We've all experienced it. When we have anger, we feel it in our gut. That acid then moves into the bloodstream and it can eat away at internal, vulnerable, inherent weak membranes and organs. So one thing we need to know is that cancer starts from an injury and requires a whole framework of therapeutic nutrition to repair and heal that injury. Now, what happens when there is an injury? The brain sets up a message to the injured area called current of injury. And that current of injury sets up an ionic electromagnetic field that triggers the stem cells into action. There are stem cells in every gland and organ of your body, and their job is healthy cell replication. So here we have a current of injury. The stem cells are triggered into action, and they initiate the process of cell replication. So now they are looking for all their fundamental building blocks that they need for healthy cell repair. They need amino acids, minerals, vitamins, essential fatty acids, oxygen, and so on. And if all of these building blocks are present in abundance, the stem cells are happy. They get to work. They replicate good, healthy cells for you, and these cells repair the injury for you. And at the point that the injury is repaired, the whole process of cell replication stops, the stem cells go to rest, and the current of injury from the brain to the injured area stops. Imagine what happens if one of these building blocks are missing. Imagine what happens if minerals are missing. Those poor stem cells cannot do their job of healthy cell replication. Thereby, that current of injury continues. So one of the keys in putting cancer to rest is to stop the current of injury. Again, repeat. Feed the body plenty of minerals and essential therapeutic nutrients. Let's talk about step two, inflammation, or pillar two. And pillar three, elimination. Inflammation starts from leaky gut. I have already mentioned how candida, toxic heavy metals, antibiotics, lectins and phytates from grains cause leaky gut, escape through the holes in the gut membrane into the bloodstream and make the blood sticky and heavy. Now, let's talk about heaviness. That puts a stressful impact on the walls of the capillaries through which the blood flows. That stressful impact causes the tiny little holes in the capillary walls to dilate, thereby allowing the escape of these toxic lectins, heavy metals, candida. Then there's undigested food particles. They're now moving from the blood through the holes in the capillary walls and accumulating in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. The blood also has blood plasma proteins that are needed for the transport of oxygen, nutrients, and water to all the cells and tissues. And studies done by Dr. Samuel West show that when an injury occurs, these blood plasma proteins leak out through the capillary walls, through those little openings, and these blood plasma proteins attract sodium and sodium attracts water, and they start to pool in between the spaces of the cells and tissues. So now you can see how there is a swelling, the first process of inflammation, a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins, sodium, water, and all of these various toxins. And it is a healthy lymphatic system that will get rid of that swelling. Our body is so amazing. That lymphatic system will take the trapped blood plasma proteins and return them back to our bloodstream via the subclavicle valves. The lymph, which is the fluidy part of the lymphatic system, that means the salt watery part of the lymphatic system, will take the excess sodium and all those toxins and dump them out through our natural elimination channels. That's the kidneys, the bowels, the skin, or the respiratory tract. But imagine what starts to happen when that lymphatic system becomes overloaded by debris from our use of drugs, vaccinations, acids from emotions and stress, heavy metals from teeth, flu shots, toxic chemicals, and so on. It eventually, over a period of time, starts to malfunction. So now you have a pool of trapped blood plasma proteins and toxins. Over a period of time, this buildup leads to chronic inflammation, where now oxygen and essential nutrients can no longer reach that injured area. I want to stop and just teach you what Dr. McDougall taught me. It was Dr. McDougall, who was Steve Jobs' doctor, that was able to calculate mathematically that Steve Jobs' pancreatic cancer started when he was 25 years old. He died in his 50s. So we see that the congestion from this inflammation takes many years. And what does that inflammation do? It stops the process of oxidation. It stops oxygen from moving to that injured area. And again, I'm going to bring in Dr. Warburg, who said, 1931, or proved, that when oxygen levels to that injured area drops to below 35%, then oxidation for the purpose of healthy cell replication by the stem cells can no longer take place. Now here's the big if. If there is an adequate amount of sugar in that injured area, then oxidation flips into fermentation because fermentation is fed by sugar. The process of fermentation produces ammonia, toxic ammonia, and acids. This is now a perfect breeding ground for those germs that we usually call enemies. In fact, they're our friends because they're cleaning up the toxic debris for us. And bacteria and yeast and parasites to take place. They live in toxic debris to clean it up. Now, when the fungal DNA integrates into the stem cell line, into the stem cell DNA, it, in fact, genetically defects the cells as they replicate. There's one thing I want us to know here. Genetic defects do not come from inherent birth defects. This is particularly for all of the women on this call. Stop lining up to get your healthy breasts cut off because somebody told you there's a gene that you are carrying that gives you the predisposition to cancer. There's one thing we must get here. It's the fungus that integrates into the stem cell line and genetically defects the cells. Cancer is not an inherent genetic illness. So we start to see that the replication of fungal mutated cells happen when that oxygen level is below 35%. And this mutation is happening because the fungus has integrated into the stem cell line. So now we have a continuous replication of mutated cells that cannot repair the injury. And therefore, that current of injury continues. With a continuous replication of mutated cells, and we call this cancer. And if we understand this, then we can understand that we can overcome the whole process of cancer, multiple sclerosis, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis, and so on. So what do we do? Number one, stop feeding the cancers. Eliminate sugars, yeast products, grains, starches, fruit juices, alcohol. Just don't have any of this because it feeds cancer. Number two, we've got to repair the injury. And we do this by eating the right foods. One way to raise that body temperature is to eat grass-fed red meats, fish, eggs, lamb, buffalo, all vegetables, salads, walnuts, almonds, all the seeds, berries. And even if you are eating the right foods, it is documented science that you're not getting enough nutrition. That's why we resort to superfoods from nature sunshine. And we teach people, we teach everyone, whether you have cancer or no cancer, to have a superfood smoothie. I have at least two of them a day. What goes in that superfood smoothie? Chinese mineral chi tonic from Nature Sunshine for all the missing minerals and tonic herbs. That's the color red. Flaxol lignans will take out toxic xenoestrogens that your candida is producing. That's the color yellow. Collagen Plus is a collagen powder from a bovine source. It provides your body, your stem cells, with the bioavailable amino acids, and it also helps to heal leaky gut. That's the color white. Then we add water, berries, or Zambrosa. That's the color blue. Then we add spirulina, green zone, chlorophyll. That's the color green. Do you see how we use all the energy colors for your stem cells to do their job of healthy cell replication to stop that current of injury? No, we don't do any juicing here. This smoothie replaces any kind of juicing. And if you were to calculate economically, these superfood smoothies are way more economical than for you to buy all those apples, carrots, and beets, and spinach, and whatever else you're putting into your it for juicing purposes. Besides, they're not quality controlled from a grocery store, and you do not know their nutrient value. Then we take super omega 3, and we could, or super oil or flaxseed oil, to make the cells pliable. So oxygen readily moves in, toxins readily move out, and that helps with the whole process of the oxidation of unhealthy cancer cells. We also add vitamin D3 to replace the vitamin D3 that's lost by phytates found in present-day grains. Then we work on inflammation. In the process of inflammation, we must find out what it is that is poisoning our own personal bloodstream. You can only do this if you have a consultation with me or you take taffy. Taffy teaches you all the sources of inflammation. You can start to identify them on your own. Or you can book a consultation with me. That information is available if you go to my website, DonnaRoth.com. Having said that, what do we do? Number one, we take cat-squaw combination, which will open up the lymphatic system so that those poisons can drain through our natural elimination channels. We can take colostrum on an empty stomach, which will get into the bloodstream and bind toxic lectins, which are causing inflammation. We take protease plus enzymes on an empty stomach, which get into the bloodstream to clean up undigested food particles. And protease is a designer enzyme known to digest the outer protein coating of cancer cells. Then we want to move into activating all the elimination channels. We have a combination of herbs called Body Detox, which is a herbal combination to help the kidneys, bowels, and liver to detoxify that debris, that toxic debris for you. We can use LBS2 to increase bowel and liver activity. Oftentimes, I request that people do the one-day kidney flush. We activate all the elimination channels for that purpose. That toxic debris has to move out of your bloodstream. We increase circulation. This is where we use MC. On the state side, it's called MegaCal. It's the most incredible oral chelation tablet I have ever seen. It cleans out heavy metals, mercury, aluminum, lead, iron, metabolic waste, triglycerides, and it increases oxygen flow. And we address the cancer fungal infection by using papa. It grows in eastern United States. The twigs are picked and pulverized in the month of May, and the active ingredient called acetogenins are extracted. This is not Brazilian papa. This is not graviola. This is American papa that was studied by Dr. McLaughlin for over 20 years, and he found in a laboratory study that papa is almost 1 million times stronger than Adriamycin chemotherapy. And finally, we can move into increasing stem cell production. Yep, we can do our own stem cell transplant. How cool is that? Simply by using astragalus. It's found in cat's claw. It's also found in astragalus capsules. It increases stem cell production. And Dr. R. O. Becker also proved that silver, in its nanoionic form, increases the production of healthy stem cells in the bloodstream. Numerous people have done this particular program and have received successes. They're recorded in my book, Practical Solution to the Cancer Injury. And I hope that the information I have provided for you this evening will move you into doing this program if you've been diagnosed with cancer, or move you into sharing it with someone else who is diagnosed with cancer. So with this, I am going to turn the recording button off, and we're going to open it up to questions and answers. So just give me a second.